You're listening to New England Public Radio. I'm Kari Ingiri. Massachusetts is among the top 10 states for fatal opioid overdoses. As we've been reporting this week, almost half of all Massachusetts communities have launched collaborations between police and public health agencies to address the epidemic. One program in Hampshire County, called DART, trains police officers to stop arresting drug users and offer them help instead. That could mean anything from shelter and clean needles to detox and treatment. But research is limited on how well these programs work. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
You might not expect Cheryl Holmes to be among those who consider the DART program a success. Less than a month after a DART officer with the Belchertown Police first made contact with her family, her 18-year-old son Caleb died of an overdose.
He struggled every day. Unfortunately, we didn't really know the extent.
Caleb had been captain of his high school wrestling and football teams, but he suffered from anxiety and depression. After he was sidelined by a sports injury, Holmes says Caleb turned to drugs. He went through several stints of detox and rehab. And at one family support group, he met DART officer Neil Lozier. Caleb's previous contact with the police did not go well. He was arrested for cocaine possession, but he was willing to hear what Lozier had to say.
We met on one day at a local coffee shop and sat for a while and talked about Cheryl's concerns about Caleb not having any resources for his age group or feeling alienated from the ones that were already in place.
He was willing. He listened. I think it was good, but it was just a beginning, and I'm not sure Caleb knew where it was going to go after that.
3 weeks later, in May of 2017, Caleb was found unconscious at a friend's house after shooting heroin. Holmes remembers driving in silence with her husband to the hospital, where they were met by a nurse.
Instead of going to, like, an emergency room bed, which is where we thought we might be going, she led us to the chapel door and opened the door, and that's when I knew. And I said to her, I said, "This is really bad, isn't it?" And she said, "Yeah, it's really bad." And that's when I knew that Caleb was dead.
In addition to grief, Holmes felt a heavy burden of guilt. And at the time, so did Officer Lozier. DART was designed to stop people from dying of overdoses.
It was the first time in my thinking and heart that the DART program was put to a test, a very big test. You know, in my head, I said, we failed. But did we? I don't know. There isn't a right answer to that question.
Lozier was among the first to come to the Holmes house after Caleb died, and that caught Holmes off guard in a good way.
It wasn't like, okay, Caleb died, now all the support falls away. It was just really heartwarming to have Neil come to the house dressed in his uniform with all his stuff on and give me a hug and weep with me.
You know, I have very young children, and it came to me just as I was holding her, or hugging her, and I said, I don't know what to say, but I know that you're never supposed to bury your kids.
That launched a new component in the DART program, helping families with bereavement and involving them in community outreach. After Caleb's death, Cheryl Holmes started to go with Lozier to DART-related events and work with other young people in recovery.
Hey, these are my favorite guys I was telling you about.
Oh, you guys know each other.
Holmes hugs two men, Croy Paquette and Evan Cabanall, as they walk into the Belchertown police station for our interview. Holmes first met them at a sober house where they lived with her son. Paquette and Cabanall spent most of their 20s addicted to heroin, cocaine, and alcohol in and out of jail. So Cabanall says he understands how hard it is to convince drug users the police are there to help.
Every time I've been either high or drunk around a police officer, I'm usually either running or getting arrested.
Research has shown that outreach programs can have the unintended consequence of stopping people from calling 911, even during emergencies, if they think it will invite the police into their lives. Cabanall says many times when he overdosed, none of his friends were even willing to call an ambulance.
They didn't want to get in trouble, or what, they had drugs on them or whatever happened, and I was either left for dead or dropped off at the hospital.
Now, Cabanel and Paquette work with DART officers, sharing their own recovery stories at jails and detox centers, helping recovery coaches talk people through relapses. Paquette has an app to help people find beds in detox.
What keeps me from going down back into the depths of my drug and alcohol addiction is helping people get out of the depths. You know, helping people helps me.
For Paquette, like most people I talk to for the series, helping even one person makes it all worthwhile. Funders, however, like hard data. An almost $2 million federal grant for DART runs out next year, and program leaders are making the case for more funding. But it's hard to measure results, especially when there's still about 2,000 fatal overdoses in the state each year.
Everyone likes numbers. How's this working? Show me the numbers. How many people have you helped versus
Northampton officer Adam Van Buskirk helped launch the DART program in 2016 with the city health department.
With this type of program, you're never going to be able to give someone numbers and say, you know, 87% of the people we talked to, like, it's just not a thing.
It's a little bit of the wilderness right now. Like, you know, no one knows how to do these right.
Alexander Wally is an addiction researcher at Boston Medical Center who's evaluating outreach programs like DART for the Centers for Disease Control. He says Massachusetts is an early adopter of this approach. More than 150 communities use a version of it, some with state funding. Wally is looking at whether opioid deaths are at least slowing down in those places, and he's studying less tangible outcomes, like new alliances between agencies involved in opioid response, or the evolving role of police officers in the epidemic.
You know, one of the questions we hope to ask is, like, how does participating in this program kind of change the way you see yourself as a public safety officer?
Northampton DART officer Justin Hooten says building relationships with drug users has completely changed his view of addiction, even though some of his colleagues remain unconvinced.
And a lot of people in the department kind of say, well, how successful are you? Because did you get that person to rehab? Maybe we didn't get him to rehab today, but we guide him towards some resources that might get him to rehab in the future. And for me, that's a success.
Cheryl Holmes would have obviously preferred a much different outcome from DART's outreach to her son. But she doesn't blame the program for not saving him.
You can't really measure the effectiveness of a program just by whether people are living or whether they've died. You can really only affect one person at a time. So the larger the network gets, the more people you're going to affect.
This year, the DART program is expanding into the more urban Hampden County, though the city of Springfield, which has the highest number of overdoses in western Massachusetts, has chosen not to take part. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.